Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and camp at Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdal and the sea. Camp opposite Baal-Ziphon by the sea. For Pharaoh will think, 'The Israelites are wandering around in the land. The wilderness has closed in on them.' Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them. But I will get honor through Pharaoh and all his army. Then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." So that is what they did. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants changed their minds toward the people, and they said, "What have we done, letting Israel go from serving us?" So he prepared his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 specially selected chariots, along with all the rest of the chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. Then the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the Israelites, for the Israelites went out defiantly. Then the Egyptians chased after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, as well as his army, and overtook them camping by the sea, by Pi-Hahiroth, across from Baal-Ziphon. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified. So the Israelites cried out to the Lord. Then they accused Moses, "Did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness because there were no graves in Egypt? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not what we told you would happen in Egypt, saying, 'Leave us alone, so we may serve the Egyptians'? For it was better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses replied to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You have only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move forward. Then lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it so the Israelites may go through the sea on dry ground. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will go after them. Then I will get glory through Pharaoh, all his army, his chariots, and horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and horsemen." Then the angel of God, who was leading before the army of Israel, moved and went behind them. The pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and stood behind them. It came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was the cloud and the darkness, yet it lit up the night so that no one could come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, and the waters formed a wall for them on their right and on their left. Then the Egyptians pursued and followed them into the middle of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and horsemen. In the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and threw the Egyptian army into a panic. He clogged up their chariot wheels, so they drove with difficulty. Then the Egyptians cried, "Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may surge back over the Egyptians, their chariots, and their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal depth at sunrise, and the Egyptians fled before it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that chased after them in the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites walked through the middle of the sea on dry land, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. That is how the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. When Israel saw the great power of the Lord displayed over the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses.